April 1st gets a different name.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Protesters in London dubbed today Financial Fool's Day. That's what London's financial center sounded like earlier this morning. Thousands of people chanted against capitalism and bailouts. One group smashed windows at a Royal Bank of Scotland building. You may recall RBS was essentially nationalized by the British government. This was all going on as President Barack Obama met with foreign leaders gathered for the G20 summit. The day started with the president making a call for unity, saying the U.S. can't handle the fallout of the financial crisis alone. From London, Stephen Beard has more.
The president said the world is facing the most severe economic crisis in 60 years. He called on the G20 to reject protectionism and work together. The president played down reports of deep divisions between the 20 leaders.
This meeting will reflect enormous consensus about the need to work in concert to deal with these problems. The separation between the various parties involved has been vastly overstated.
Obama said every country taking part in the summit had accepted the principle of stimulus packages. That, he said, was the crucial issue, not differences over the level of stimulus. And he denied European claims that the U.S. is soft-pedaling on the need for new financial regulations.
Tim Geithner, who's sitting here today, went before Congress and proposed as aggressive a set of regulatory measures as any that have emerged among G20 members.
Nevertheless, French President Nicolas Sarkozy said this morning that France and Germany fear the summit won't crack down on financial abuses. He's threatening to walk out if the summit doesn't produce much tougher regulations. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Wall Street opened lower this morning, but we're seeing a turnaround thanks to the latest number from the National Association of Realtors. Pending home sales in February rose 2.1%. The Dow is up 77 points, just over a percent, to 7,686. The NASDAQ and S&P both up about 0.8% right now. European markets closed higher today. It was a mix for Asia, though major markets were mostly up. ADP offered up a new jobs number today. The employment services company says the private sector shed 742,000 jobs in March. Not a good sign before Friday's unemployment report. The jobless problem is a global one. In China, the concern is not just unemployed factory workers, but college graduates. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
3 months to graduation, and college senior Fang Meihui is still fishing for a job. No bites, so she blows off some steam at a karaoke bar. She's rapping with friends near the campus of Fudan University. These students have spent their lives riding a wave of economic growth in China. Now, they're about to be dumped into an employment desert. 12% of graduates here are jobless. Here's her classmate, Zhu Xi.
My dad's generation, it fought for everything. Jobs, satisfaction, it's in their bones, not us. We have food, toys, our folks bought us computers. And we now have to hunt for a job? We're not used to this.
Students like Zhu are part of a China-wide college enrollment glut. A decade ago, universities here jacked up enrollment to help smooth out a prior recession, and campuses have overflowed ever since. But in largely blue-collar China, these white-collar jobs that these students expect just aren't there in big enough numbers. At a local job fair, I met Lei Bingjin. He's been looking for work since August.
Employers are pickier than just a few months ago. They want more experience, better English skills. I want a job in shipping logistics, but the global crisis has hit the export sector hard.
And he doesn't hold a societal trump card, connections to important people. Lei says he wants to work for a multinational company, but they're hardly hiring, so he'll trade down. You hear a lot of that. One graduate sells pork at a food market. Others have joined the military or become nannies. And the very desperate try plastic surgery, says student rapper Fang Meihui.
For ladies, yes, in certain industries, companies want to recruit employees who are beautiful and shapely.
Chinese leaders openly fret about jobless graduates. Disenchanted students led the protests at Tiananmen Square 20 years ago. Today, though, there's little sense of revolt. Most of this generation hasn't even heard of Tiananmen bloodshed. Government censors are working hard. Maybe they're hiring. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers. And by SaveAndInvest.org, helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence. Online at SaveAndInvest.org.
Environmentalists also took part in today's London protest. The UK's Together campaign spends most of its time issuing dire warnings about climate change. But today, its message is to get a little foolish. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Caitlin Carroll explains.
Last year, the campaign dubbed April 1st Energy Wasting Day. It introduced the YouTube video featuring Tom Power, a pot-bellied poster child for the anti-eco lifestyle. Tom runs a recyclist in his big car.
Check this out, loser!
And likes to run the dryer to warm up just one garment, his underwear.
Toasty undercrackers.
The video attracted more than 500,000 viewers to the Together campaign website, and it spawned a Tom Power fan club. Now there are ringtones, T-shirts, and for 2009, a music video. Campaign manager Tom Gribben says humor drums up an audience for the gloomy topic of global warming.
We should try and have a bit of fun, and we should try and make climate change sexy if we can, I suppose.
But Radar Research marketing analyst Marissa Gluck isn't sure if sexy sustains.
So, you know, the question is, can taking this approach lead to longer-term behavioral changes?
Or at least some pocket change for the charity. Tom Power is out with a new music video. The campaign gets a few cents every time it's downloaded. I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
We'll have that video and commercial for you at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.